That's our really last. Is our last one, huh? No, it's been an experience, wouldn't you say? I mean, well, you see people like this all the time, but I feel like we've done a lot of hard work here, and we've been working together for such a long time that, honestly, I will miss having these weekly conversations with you. It really makes me feel better, you know, to talk to somebody that is trained to listen, you know, trained to listen constructively. I'll miss that shit. I'll miss the fuck out of that shit. So this is kind of a bummer. How much time you have left? Not much. Yeah. These things aren't supposed to be about you, right? It's all about the patient. It's all about me. I am the one paying you. You're the one with the degree. So, it's kind of a bummer, but I feel like I've come so far. I feel like I've come so far, you know, from that addict I used to be, and so much of that is because of you. You're just that good, Doc, and I know there's no way you don't know that, right? You know you're good. You know you're good. I see, look, your degree on the wall right there. Yeah. Yeah. It's just gonna be like any other addict, you know what I mean? I've been going to the Alcoholics Anonymous, which is like, you know, for alcoholics, but also for really kind of any kind of addiction. So I've built up a community there, and I don't really talk a lot about my addiction, you know, but to them. I'm more of a listener when it comes to going to those meetings, but I feel good. No, I feel good. What do you think? You think I'm safe to engage in relationships again? Yeah? There wasn't a whole lot of confidence in your answer there, Doc. That's all right, and I can always come back. I can always come back to you, right? You want me to come back if I need to, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to miss this. And I'm going to miss being able to talk so candidly about my addiction and you know, the things I still think about sometimes, and knowing that there are just thoughts, right? And thoughts can't hurt me. They just thoughts. So like one of the images I just can never get out of my mind, you know, is just kind of being naked in front of a guy on my knees and just sucking him off so hard that there's just spit everywhere, like all over my tits, you know. I just, and then dripping down. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be recovering. It's just talking about it, you know. It's not, I'm not doing it. And honestly, I know now that I can have a relationship without constantly having to give blowjobs. It's not what I need. It's not what I want. So, it would just get so bad, you know. Before I started working with you, I used to actually kind of, we've talked about this before, but every time we talk about it, I just, like having a cock so far down my throat that I almost pass out, like I can't breathe, you know? I love that. I really, really love that. I used to think I was pretty good. I used to think I was pretty good at it. I don't know. You know, maybe I wasn't. Maybe I wasn't. But These are just thoughts. They're just thoughts, right? Thoughts can't hurt you. So, one of my favorite things, I guess I still fantasize about it sometimes, you know. It's a safe space. We can still talk about this, even though it's the last session. We can still talk about this, right? So, I like when I'm sucking off a guy and he grabs my head or my ponytail and starts like face fucking me, and he's about to come and he's using my mouth to edge, you know, like he's edging. So he's trying to stop. He stops, you know. He has his cock down my throat and he stopped right there. And I move just a little tiny bit. I suck him down just a little tiny bit more. And he just can't hold back anymore. And he comes right down my throat. He fills my throat up with that cum. God, I fucking love you. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel like we just backpedaled a little bit. Just backpedaled a little bit. I'm so sorry. But on the other hand, it's like a fantasy. It's a fantasy. So it's just a fantasy. That's all it is. But our time is up already. Yeah. I feel like it's a bad note to leave on. But it's been really, really a privilege working with you, Doctor. Like, it really has been. And I'm gonna miss it. But I always have your number on my phone. So if I ever need you, I'll leave you a voice message or a note with your secretary. So I'll just go ahead and shake your hand. This is a little awkward. That's okay. But I really appreciate everything you've done for me. You've been just absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I guess this is goodbye. Goodbye. Oh my God, I forgot my handbag in here. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. No. That's so embarrassing. I can't believe I just. Oh my God, you're so fucking gorgeous. It's gorgeous. You're just stroking it. Just stroking it. That pre-cum dripping right off the tip. It's dripping. Okay, I'm gonna go. Can I just ask you a really, really quick question? Like a really, really quick question. When you were masturbating just then, were you thinking about those things I said right before I left? Were you thinking about me? Were you? You were. Come on, you can't ask me to leave now. How am I supposed to leave when you said that? How am I supposed to go? Let me, you know, we just had our last session, so there's not even any, like, client-patient relationship anymore, right? So you just, like, you don't have to kiss me or anything. And this is just a one-off, right? I can stop anytime I want. Just, please, let me just give it a kiss. Let me just give that pretty fucking cock a little kiss, okay? Just a tiny kiss. I get down on my knees. Oh my God, it's fucking hot. Just lay it on my face like that. That's good. That's good. No, that's good. You smell so good. No, you smell so fucking good. Just some kisses. Just kisses, okay? Just, I want to take it down my throat. Just a little. Into my mouth. just gonna suck. I'm just gonna fucking suck a little bit, just a tiny bit, okay? Just tiny. Oh, fuck your cock. Tell me you don't want me to keep going. Tell me to stop and I'll stop. Tell me right now to stop and I will fucking stop. Too fast. God, your cock feels so good. It feels so good. I'm sorry. I didn't ask. Can I take it down any deeper? Do you mind if I take it down? Okay, all right. I'm gonna try a little bit. It's been a while. God. You mind if I lick your balls real quick? God. Please. Oh, come on. Please. Oh, let me suck on them. Oh, your balls are so good. Need more of that cock. Still have my gag reflex. Do you like how there's like a trail of spit from your cock to my mouth? Oh, fuck. I need to take my shirt off. I need to take my shirt and my bra off. Give me a second. Fuck, it's so fucking hot. It's so hot. It's so fucking hot. Okay. Go ahead. No, please go ahead, face fuck me, please. Can you please? You don't want to? Come on, if we're gonna do this, just do it right. Please, go ahead. That was good. No, I didn't get close to passing out. That was good though. I just love it so much. I love your cock. Please, I want to suck it all day. You don't have all day. When do you have your next appointment? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay, no, it's fine. That's fine. I can finish. I think we can finish you. You ready? I don't want to make you come. I can. Ready? Here we go. Are you ready? Come on, come down my throat. Come down my throat. Come on. It's really fucking good. No. Can you cancel that appointment? Can you cancel that appointment? Because I really want to suck it again. Please. 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 And take a little rest. Cancel the rest of your appointments for today. Come on. Come on. Your cock is so perfect and I don't ever want to have to suck anyone else. You're perfect.